Glacier Boys are back.
Glacier up, Boys.
Boys. Yeah. Why do I bring up Glacier Boys, Chris? Why do I bring up Glacier Boys?
Because we're going on another trip.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
I'm stoked.
Yeah. We're doing it again. Yeah. We're taking a little trip, going on a little bro trip. Going to get a little reset going on, just like we did last time. But we're going to take our lessons learned. See what I did there?
We did the thing.
Organically incorporated it.
Whoa.
Wow.
Into the thing.
And, I'm thoroughly impressed.
We're going to not make some of the mistakes we made in our last trip. So, Chris, let's talk about it.
Correct. Yeah. So we were sitting around, right? Actually, well, I was sitting around, and I'm back in Nebraska, and I've been, you know, deployed. Then I was on leave twice, back, and then I leave again. But whatever. I've been going nonstop, and I finally sat in my place for a week in Omaha, Nebraska.
And you're already ready to leave again.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Can't do it. Let's plan something. I need something to look forward to. So I texted the boys here, and I said, hey, guys, we do another camp trip or what? And immediate responses were,
hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. No hesitation. So it's nice. That's, you know, that glacier trip was the best reset for my life ever.
I want to go back so many times.
Yeah. It was just like it cleared your head. And so today we're going to be talking about, you know, we've mentioned before why it's important. So today we're just going to be talking about where we're going to go this time and lessons we've learned. And so when you plan your next trip, learn from us. Make sure you have a place to stay the first night wherever you go.
And that is definitely lesson number one.
Lesson number one.
Have a place to stay.
Oh, man. That was very stressful.
Shall we reiterate the story real quick, like brief version?
Yeah, go.
How many hours did we spend?
Yeah, well, we were on the road for like 20-something hours, and then we get to Montana, and there's nowhere to stay. Like, not even, like, we were planning on camping the whole time. We couldn't even get a hotel room. And then,
there aren't even hotels, motels.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, we had a really cool bartender at the lodge at Glacier, and we were able to, he kind of gave us a little in on a secret campsite. That we were able to get the last spot that luckily somebody didn't show up.
Literally, it was a no-show.
And we were able to stay there the first night, so it worked out. But I think if we did it differently, definitely first night, we would have had, you know, set in stone a place to stay.
We almost had to stay at the Circle.
That friggin' Circle, dude.
We gotta see if we can find that on Google.
It's just like this little turnaround area for cars, and people were like in the same boat as us, I assume, and they were parking there and just camping.
That was horrible.
We were searching for like 4.5 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like literally just searching, Googling whenever we got network connection, you know.
Driving down dirt roads.
Arguing. Yeah. Dude, that one dirt road, we just kept on going.
Oh, he's just kept going. We're like, maybe, I think I see
a There's clearing. A cliff on this side.
Dude,
there's
I
a mountain on this
that.
Side.
Let's go around one more corner.
Yeah, so we're doing, all right, for everyone listening, I just lost it. It's so funny. So we're going, you know, we're like, I'm not camping on that freaking Circle, dude. Like, that's not even a campsite. It's just literally off the side of the road. I'm not doing that. So we find this one campsite, a sign for a campsite that must have been the Circle, but we follow this dirt road. We're like, there's got to be more campsites down here. Like, the sign said so, right? And thinking the Circle was not a campsite because it isn't. So we keep driving.
I refuse to believe it.
Keep driving. Keep driving. It's around this bend. It's got to be. Keep driving.
Almost fall off the cliff.
Oh, there's a clearing in the trees up there. That's got to be it. Nope. Keep driving.
Dude, we drove, like, on the side of a mountain on a dirt road. We drove up and up for, like, 4 miles.
The Jeep's
and you know, the point where we were like, let's turn around. At that point, you couldn't. There was nowhere to turn around.
The road was
like, well, it's got
wasn't wide enough for you to actually do a turn.
So we're like, it's got to end at some point, either a campsite or another road. Negative, Ghost Rider. It didn't.
I forget how we made it back down.
I
just blanked everything.
Where it was slightly wider. And we were able
we did like an 80-point turn to get out of here. Oh, man, that was funny. So that's lesson number one. We're going to have a place to stay first night for sure. So, Jared, where are we going this time?
And we are going to Acadia, Maine.
Ooh. And there's a part two. We're going to go. Yeah.
And then we're going to go up north.
You don't even know. You don't even remember.
No.
See, we're in the planning stage, everybody. Randy, where are we going?
Nova Scotia.
Bang, hey. Bang.
In Canada.
Hey, I'm just going to be there. I'm just here for the ride.
Yeah. Well, we need your help planning for the first night.
Okay. I plan the fun activities while we're there.
Facts.
Like the rafting trip.
That. Rafting was good.
Yeah, that was awesome. So yeah, going to Acadia, then going up to Nova Scotia. Who does that? I mean, Acadia is popular, right? But who goes to Nova Scotia? Nobody. And the only reason I thought of that was because guess who I called? Wandering Bus Dude.
Oh yeah.
Who we met in Montana. And he's like, yo, thinking about staying northeast this time. I was like, dude, I was thinking about staying northeast this time. Where are we going? And he says, all right, hear me out. Acadia, which I was already planning. I was like, hell yeah, man, I'm in.
Well, actually.
Yeah. And it was all on our minds all year. And then he goes, but, Chris, hear me out. Who goes to Nova Scotia? I was like, I don't know. He's like, let's do it. I'm like, hell yeah, we're doing it.
Right.
So he'll have the new bus. We'll all be together again. Mike and Chris will be together. And we're all going to just chill again. And it's going to be the most fun trip. I mean, the standard is set way up here, which is going to be difficult to try and match.
Yeah.
But.
We're going to try and set the bar even higher.
Exactly. If we plan a little bit more. And now we have other friends with a shelter. They have a bus.
And people with experience.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And a generator. So, I mean, it could be worse. But we're gonna try and bum it in the backcountry, camping. I don't want to stay in a bus. Like I'm going out there to camp with the boys yet again, underneath the stars, cuddling up.
Maybe see if there's like some Bureau of Land Management areas that we can camp at. It's free camping, by the way.
Straight up. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, we couldn't even find that in Glacier.
That's true.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then we went to the Campsites of America.
Campsites of America.
And they were sold out too. Oh my god.
Terrible.
We tried everything. Oh, we were so grumpy.
Yeah, we
that made it really helped.
But yeah, so thinking about going to New England. No, we're not thinking about we're going to New England. We just got to start planning it. And it's going to be awesome because we've all had pretty stressful years yet again, right? Like it's been easier. Hasn't been nearly as stressful as 2020. However, we've talked about getting that reset and why it's important. And we're all at that point again, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's just like a big thing for me is just stepping away from the busyness of day-to-day work life.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. I was thinking that too. Even for me, like I've only been at my job. Well, I say only, but it's been 6 months already.
Damn.
At my new job. I know, right? But, you know, even for me, it's like I love it. It's great. But, you know, you got to get time away from it.
Yeah, you get time off, right? And I've been seeing this a lot recently on, like, social media and stuff going around. Is like, you get paid time off. It's not meant to just sit there and not and, like, be wasted. Like, use that. Like, I mean, people don't even get a lot of it. Some people only get, like, a few days. Where I'm lucky enough to get 30 days a year.
Yeah, I get a ton of it, too. So, it's great.
Yeah, and... Yeah, like, especially us being military, like, 2.5 days per month, you know, I know someone who just came back, you know him, Chris, Matt, he gets 10 hours of PTO per month, so that's like, one day of work, basically.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So take advantage of it, man.
Absolutely, and meet up with your friend, like, this is the perfect example. Randy's still in New Jersey, Jared's here in Omaha with me, Mike's in like the Philly area, and so is Chris, and we're all gonna meet up and drive up together, or like meet up there. So just because you're geographically not in the same location, doesn't mean you can't plan stuff with friends and like go places together and meet up with like your best friends who you might be separated from. Like that's so important to keep those friendships. Like if that's like your best friend, like me and Randy have been best friends since.
Like,
I can remember.
Yeah, little kids.
Yeah, so have those good friends. And I know there's stories of people who are like, well, I try planning stuff and my friends just bail. Get better friends.
Yeah. Don't get people to bail. Like,
yeah. You need to have good friends, reliable friends, I should say. They could be good friends, just not reliable. But get people who will actually sit down, plan it, spend the money, book in advance, so then you don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
And it just makes – it's so much fun. Like, the world is such a cool place, and there's so many opportunities. Like, don't be discouraged. Like, get out there and plan your next trip so you can look forward to it.
That's another big thing that you mentioned is paying for it early. That way, like, the last thing you want, if you're on one of these trips, you want to relax. You don't want to be worrying about money and stuff like that. So, like, planning ahead, like, 6 months out, that'll give you plenty of time to save up money to pay for the trip and then save up money to spend on the trip.
Yeah, perfect.
Now, we're, like, 3 months out-ish. We don't have it set.
Yeah, I mean, that's still a good amount of time.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, man.
Yeah, me too.
I love... And, you know, like, it's going to be summertime, so we decided on June. So summertime in a nice colder area where it's not cold, but, like, it won't be scorching hot. So you can actually camp and not sweat yourself to death.
Oh, my God. Remember when we hiked down the backside of that mountain?
That was horrible. That was awful. We were in Montana, I think they had, like, a record-setting week of heat. And,
plus the fires.
Oh, yeah, the fires were going on because of the heat. The backside of this trail, you know, 17 miles in, the last 2 miles, it was like 95 degrees and zero shade, and we all ran out of water at that point, and I thought I was going to die.
I erased that from my mind, but you just brought it back.
We were literally running because we just wanted to get it done. Like, we wanted to be done.
Yeah.
We were like, sporadically running, like, a quarter mile, half mile at a time because we were just like, we got to get done with this. It's awful.
Yeah, remember, I was like, guys, I stopped sweating.
I was like, I'm starting to shiver.
Yeah,
hey guys,
what the heck? And then,
it's cool.
Yeah, Randy, remember, I was like, dude, have you? I think I lost my sunglasses. I can't find them. And they're like, bro, dude, they're on your face. I was like, oh my
on
god.
Your face.
Oh man, dude,
remember,
that was
at one point, me and Jared got so far ahead. We were like, we should probably wait a minute and make sure he didn't get, like, eaten by a bear or something.
Dude, I've never been, like, so close to, like, just giving up and just rolling over and dying. And right there, I was like, you know what? This is my time.
I was like, bro, if we have to carry him out, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, man. So here's another lesson learned. Bring enough water. We thought we did.
Yeah.
Think about how hot it's going to be.
Once you think you have enough, then bring more.
Yes, and then you'll be good. I had a whole, what do we have, like two water bottles each, and then whole bladder full?
We had a solid couple gallons for each of us.
Yeah, and we downed that. I mean, 17 miles, we were up before the sun, and when we finished, was the sun setting? It was very close.
Down at that point. I mean, it was still pretty bright out. When we got
a
ride back when we hitchhiked.
Oh, yeah. We had to hitchhike back. That was awesome. It was such a good experience, even though I was going to die, but it's cool.
So, we probably smelled so bad sitting in the back of
the
car.
Oh, we were
probably horrible. Horrible. Yeah. But there's another one. Just plan. We were good food-wise. Like, I wasn't hungry. I was just dried up.
Yeah.
I was like a sponge.
There's another lesson, though,
a raisin.
That we just talked about. And I know we talked about it a little bit when we did our glacier trip, but don't be afraid to talk to people that are out there. I mean, you can find out some really cool stuff. Like, we learned about a couple really cool trails and hikes that we could do while we were out there just from, like, talking to people. We hitchhiked back from our one hike, which was awesome. We met a really cool girl. What was her name?
Yep. Kia.
Kia. Yeah, Kia. Yeah, like the car.
Who has done Acadia.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, we met Mike and Chris by just, you know, talking to people.
And it's funny because we told them we hitchhiked, and they hitchhiked the rest of the trip they were there.
Yeah.
To, like, go up to the beginning of the trail. They're like, well, I'm not going to worry about parking a car. I'll just hitchhike. And it worked.
Yeah. Which I wish we thought of.
Yeah, I know.
Totally found somebody with a pickup truck and been like, yo, can we just ride in the back?
Yeah, exactly. And people do that, like, at national parks. Like, it is It's awesome. Everyone is like-minded there. It's just so much fun. So yeah, talk to people, meet people. Like, you make great friends. Like, we met Mike and Chris, and we're still friends. We're planning another trip together, and yeah, we met them in the middle of the woods some random day in Montana.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat that.
No, it's awesome. So yeah, what else? What's another thing? There's a lot of lessons.
Well, speaking of the shuttle thing, right? So we didn't know that the shuttle system changed for the season or for because of COVID or something. Yeah. So they weren't doing shuttles. So that's something to know before you go.
Yeah, you had to book it like way in advance.
Yeah, and then to pay for the golden Golden Road.
Going to the Sun Road. Yeah.
Going to the Sun Road.
Jeez, bro.
The Yellow Brick Road. So look that stuff up. Maybe go to a Facebook page or Instagram page, because their websites might not always be updated.
Yeah,
so that's something
way
good to do.
Too long to
or call the visitor center.
Yeah,
plan in advance. Call people. Don't be afraid to call the parks wherever you're camping at. Definitely do your research. Yeah, don't rely on just one website. Do Facebook groups. That's a really good idea. We're gonna do that this time for sure.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Plus, you get a little insider information, right? Maybe a group of 5,000 people. It's kind of, hey, don't tell the rest of the world, but check this trail out and go enjoy it. That's what it's all about, man. Oh, it's awesome. I'm looking forward to this trip so much. I really am.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's going to be sweet.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Have you been to Maine, Randy?
No. I haven't really been up north too much at all, actually. I mean, above.
We're going to get some lobster.
Damn, even Jared and I have been to Maine.
I know.
Maine's really cool. Yeah, I wish we could have stayed there longer.
Yeah, we went there for a night.
But I'm going to be going to Vermont soon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'll see you up there.
Yeah. Well, I will see you up there because I think we're going to go together, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm coming home in April. Yeah. April 23rd, I'll be home. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep. Yeah, see, I don't like sitting still. I am also going home next month and traveling to New England next month. And then I come back for 2 months, and then I'll be back in New England camping with the boys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You get save the money, you get time off, use that stuff. You don't necessarily have to wait for 1 week at a time. Go home for for us military people, go home for 4 days. Everyone gets tired of home. You see your family, it's nice catching up, and then 2 hours later for me, it's okay, I don't want to be here anymore. But go home, go new places with friends. It doesn't have to be a week long. Do a 3-day weekend somewhere. Do a little trip. Use that time off. That's so important. And be smart with your money so you're able to do that stuff. Such a good little reset. And then you save the big trips for your best friends and you plan it. I ended up doing 2 snowboarding trips this year, which, hurt my bank account a lot. But I'm recovering. I got that deployment money, so I'm good. And I'm ready to plan this next trip. So I'll have had 3 pretty big vacations this year alone, plus so many other little ones. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's something that I think I would like to try and do more is the little vacations.
Yeah.
I haven't really ever done that too much. I've done the big vacations, planned, go to Colorado for a week when I did that trip a couple years ago, and then the Montana trip last year and all that.
And you've done a cruise and stuff.
I did a cruise, yep. But, I never feel like I've done, the little, 3-4-day weekend, go somewhere kind of thing. And I think I'm going to try and do more of that, now.
It's nice, man. So, you're in the best location. You can go out to Boston a weekend.
Yeah. And especially with my new job, too. It's a lot easier because a lot of weekends I have 3-day weekends to begin with. So, it's if I take...
Oh, money,
if
dude.
I take 1 day off, I already have a 4-day weekend. I only had to miss 1 day at work.
There you go.
Dude, that's clutch. Yeah. Start doing that, man. The only problem with you is you got to have friends to do it with. And that's the issue
I got friends I can do it with. Or there do it go. By myself. Good. Some trips you can definitely do on your
true.
Own.
Yeah.
True.
I've done a couple trips by myself. It's
really?
It's not bad. Yeah, I went to Chicago by myself.
Did you really?
There was a fitness expo there, and I just drove up. And I stayed there 3 days and actually made some friends. Yeah, and just nice. Traveled around Chicago by myself. Saw the Bean, went to the Sky Deck. Millennium Park.
That Sky Deck thing, the Willis Tower, by yourself?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Well, I did it. Did you go? Yeah, I've done it a couple times now, but yeah, I did it by myself, and then saw some like art galleries. Had some deep dish pizza.
You would do that. Like that's your personality.
Yeah, that's a Jared Rumsey hiatus.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't tell anybody he was going and then not answer his phone the whole time. And everybody's like, oh my God, Jared might be dead.
Facts.
Where is he? And then he get back with, oh, it was Chicago for the weekend. I went to this expo. And
with who? Just myself. What the? That is absolutely you, bro. That's so funny. Oh, man. That's something I got to do. Just go, not be afraid to go alone. You know, whenever I travel, I go to see people.
Well, you said you want to do Europe.
I'm going to do that.
If you're going to do that, you ought to, like, you know, stick your toe in the waters a little bit, do some trips here by yourself first.
Yeah. Europe's just different with all the hostels and stuff.
Well,
like,
yeah,
it's
true.
It's cool. It's better over there. It's a little safer
than
the States, which is kind of sad. But, yeah, that's a good point. Maybe I should try and camping's one of those things I don't want
to
do alone because you get hurt in camping.
Yeah.
And then, God forbid, there's a bear, and then you're just... It's like that video of the one guy hiking, and there's a cougar chasing after him, like, slowly.
Oh,
it's like,
snap,
like,
man.
The Revenant.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I don't want to do that. A city. But I just got friends everywhere, man, so I just go. And people always want me to come see them. Like, here's another thing. You got to pick where you want to go sometimes. Like, I'm lucky enough to have friends all over the world, and everyone's like, oh, come see me, come see me, come see me. And I was like... Yeah, I want to, don't get me wrong, but I also want to live my own life and, like, go do what I love, you know? And for me, that's camping outdoors in, like, cold weather. So my buddy Brandon, who I just went snowboarding with down in, he lives in Florida.
New Brandon.
And he wants me to come visit him. I was like, yeah, man, I want to, but I want to go camping better or more, right? So, yeah.
And, you know, Florida, it's, like, hot as balls.
Yeah.
Chris hates that.
Yeah. Exactly. So yes, I miss my friend. There's nothing against him. And then I got my buddy, my old roommate lives in England. He's like, when are you coming out, man? And I was like, shit, I do love England, but that's expensive trip. And you got to take a lot of time off for that. I could just go camping in Maine. And that's what I usually end up doing is I just go camping. But yeah, plan your trips, you know, work it out. Maybe invite those people. Say, hey, like, I'm not going to be able to make it to you. Like, I kind of really want to do this. If you want to join, by all means, let's go to somewhere together.
Yeah.
Plan, and that's what us three do.
But don't plan too much. Because I think that was one of the really cool parts about our trip was that, like, you know, we didn't really plan. And we kind of just played stuff by ear. There was no schedule. There was no, you know, all right, we have to be here at this time and be there at that time. And I think that takes a lot away from a trip, no matter what you're doing, like whether you're going on a cruise or, like, whatever. I think when you have, like, these planned itineraries, it takes away a lot of, you know, the spontaneousness and, like, the things that you could do in the moment. Like, you know, I would never have guessed we would have went whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
when we went out there. But, you know, then there we were. It's like, we got there. What are we going to do? Hey, there's this whitewater rafting thing. Let's go do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, we might have missed out on that if we had some, like, everyday, like, planned itinerary where we were trying to do, you know, a million different things. So that's what I would say a big takeaway was, you know, don't over plan. Like, definitely plan a little bit. Plan more than we did because we ran into some issues because of it.
Plan the things that could be stressors.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going to stay and transportation?
Yeah.
Like, those are two big ones I can think of.
Yeah. Randy, that's a fantastic point because you don't want to be stressed out. You're on vacation. Like, if you want to sleep in one day, sleep in. Who cares?
Yeah, we did that the last day.
Yeah, it's your vacation.
We ended up having a blast. Like,
yeah,
you know, we skipped.
Like,
the hike
we were like, you know what
to do, but we were like, you know, hey, we'll find something else. And we ended up hanging out with the boys, going bridge jumping. Like, we drove up to what the hell was the little town up there?
Oh, up north.
What little town?
Yeah, I got a shot glass.
Oh, the pole bridge thing.
Yeah, pole bridge. That's it. We drove up the bridge. We got Huckleberry Bear Claws.
Yeah.
Ooh.
With Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah,
who
man.
We also met on the trip from Virginia. He was awesome. You know, like, so we got to hang out with the boys all day and end up being, like, a really fun day. And it was, like, completely spontaneous and unplanned. So,
yeah, it's the best. And that whole trip was kind of, that was the epitome of that trip, which is unplanned and spontaneity, right? That's a good point. When you're going camping, super important to not try and plan everything out. because you could have planned all these hikes, right? And then you get there and the weather's shit. Like, what are you going to do? You can't, don't ruin that, you know, like just get there. And when you get there, you know, have like, this is where the little bit of planning comes into play, right? Like have those, the hikes that you want to do in the back of your head. Like I wrote them down on my whiteboard. I was like, these are the hikes I want to do. When we do them or how we do them, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So they have a backbone, right? And then for us, like one day we, there was a few short hikes I wanted to do. We drove up to, I think it was Many Glacier on the backs, on the far side, like the west side of the park. Yeah. And, it was closed. Like there was too many people there. So they shut down the park.
Yeah.
And we got there too late.
That sucked, so, but
yeah,
that did suck. Cause we waited for the, we wasted like a half a day,
but
just sitting in traffic.
Then we came back
but,
and we,
yeah.
Got
and,
a really
and we
cool
knocked
hike.
Out those short hikes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just taking advantage of like what life throws at you, you know, like don't plan stuff. You're just going to get stressed out. And we were stressed because we didn't get to do the hike that we wanted to do, but we made the best of it. Then I met Jay from Chicago. Jay. He used a tripod, and I got some really cool waterfall shots. So boom. Everything happens for a reason, and it's just a ton of fun. Like, plan the backbones to your trips. Use our lessons learned.
Ha!
Yeah.
Did the thing.
And that's all I've got. That's all. You guys got anything else?
Got.
I think.
That's good.
Yeah. Looking forward to this trip. It's going to be awesome.
Too.
We'll start planning places to stay, maybe a little bit of a backbone of our itinerary, and it's gonna be great. So in three months you guys will see some pictures from Acadia.
Yeah, we'll go MIA again,
I'm excited.
And then we'll be back.
Yeah
exactly. Sick. So with that, I don't know if they have travel books at all, but they might, and you might want to just listen to it. Say you're going on a hike and you want to listen to some tips to travel. Where can you get that, Randy?
Audible. Ooh. For free for 30 days. If, oof, and only if, you go down in the description, I'm pointing down, the boys are pointing down, and click the link below, free Audible for 30 days. And you can find
30.
All kinds of stuff on there, I'm sure.
Think of how many books you could listen in 30 days.
Yeah, and then if you go off the grid, you can download them and listen to them later.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, good point. Nice. Good point.
Salad.
Click the link. Help us out. You boys. It's an affiliate link. Thanks. Appreciate you.
All right. This
All right, Jared,
has
let's
been...
see if you can nail it this time.
Yeah, come on, Jared.
This has
you got
been
it.
Lessons Learned. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Let us know where you plan to go, where you're planning for your next big trip. And let us know any lessons learned you have from your travels.
That's big. Yeah, we do want to know those because
yes.
we could still use the advice.
Yeah, and if you liked this, if you plan to travel with some friends or want to plant the seed, rather, then send this to them and share it. And let them know. All right, that's been Lessons Learned. Until next time.
See ya.